All right, we're back, and everyone with the refs knew it was the end of the quarter. In fact, they were running the buzzer, and the refs just stood by. So apparently the quarter wouldn't end on a buzzer, and the Bulldogs got 10 back. So it's going to be second down and 10 after. Now they just lost 2 yards from where the they're going to reset the clock back to 12. It's at 11:54 now because the quarter was over. Yeah. Everyone was screaming, the quarter's over. The referees were all going, well, we don't care. We're going to play up. We're going to run a play. So the Bulldogs did, and they got 10 out of it. So now they turn around, and it will be second down and 9. I guess they didn't lose the 2 yards. They gave it to them when they switched directions. My bad. Bulldogs had a pretty good first quarter there, Jay. It looked like they almost came up with 100 yards of rushing in one quarter.
Yeah, you know, Barry's gave me the totals here. The Bulldogs, 160 yards of total offense there in the first quarter, which is a great way to start. And only 60 for Lakeland. You know, and Lakeland put 7 points on the board, but they only had to go, you know, about 28 yards to get in the end zone. But, yeah, good start right so far for the Bulldogs. And they're doing a really good job of running the football. That's what I like.
That's right. You know, really controlling the line of scrimmage right now. The Bulldogs' defensive line doing a great job. Offensive line as well. And, you know, it's just, you know, it does crack me up, you know, in this era of, you know, throw the ball over the place. If you don't have an offensive line, you can't run the football. I don't care how good your quarterback is and how, you know, fancy your scheme is, you're going to struggle.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Offensive line is the, you know, really the key to the offense. You've got to be able to block somebody. And you know what? We've got a great senior leading group here on that offensive line. They've done a great job so far tonight.
So, second down 9, hand off to Cox. Cox has got a hole. He's across midfield. He breaks it. He's to the 30. He's still on his feet. They refuse to go down until they get him to the 23-yard line. That is a big gain. About 26 yards from the 49 to the 23. And the Bulldogs already deep in Lakeland territory here with 11:51 left in this second quarter.
Yeah, he just gets behind Brandon Casey and Connor Hutchins, Chris. He just kind of follows their block, and he's able to pick up big jump yards on that carry.
Pitch this time. Cox acted like he might want to throw it, but then he pulled it in, and boy, big loss again for the Bulldogs as they try to get wide on Lakeland, and all they got was a loss of about 6.
Yeah, boy, that didn't go anywhere as, you know, the Lakeland just really flew to the ball out that left outside, Chris, and nowhere for Cox to go.
So here we are on second down. Bulldogs already to snap this bad boy. They do. Back to pass. Oh. They're trying to throw it out to Kobe Banks on a screen, and Kobe was going into the slot, and it's now third down at 15.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, Kobe Banks just not getting the right signal there. It looks like the quick slant was open to the outside. He takes it up the field, and Jackson's just looking for the quick slant going. That's wide open, and even Fieldbar's over here saying, hey, where are you going? You need to run the route here.
So third and long, Bulldogs probably in two-down territory. So they hand it off up the middle to Cox. Cox, really not much happening, but he spins again, and he's got a lot of room down to the 15. That's going to bring up a fourth down, but it's going to be fourth down and about 2 after Cox somehow takes what should have been probably about a 2-yard loss and turns it into a 13-yard gain.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've said this a lot this year, Chris, is, you know, it's tough. You know, Cox always usually makes that first guy miss, and he's able to keep his feet and then pick up some great yardage after that first contact. Great effort there by Garrett.
So fourth and 2, big play for the Bulldog offense. So looking to increase their 7-point lead. It's 14-7, and on fourth and short, Bulldogs handed to Cox. No, it's kept by number 12, your cornerback, and he rolls untouched into the end zone. Jackson Pettit faked everybody out, including me, and then just waltzed in.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can't quite see from my perspective, but, yeah, it looks like Cox, everybody keyed on Cox to the left side, and then yeah, a great play fake right there by Jackson Pettit. Off to a great start tonight.
So Jackson scores. It's 27, Bulldogs, looking to make it 21-7. Early here in this second quarter, snap is down, kick is up, it is good. Bulldogs build a 2-touchdown lead here early second quarter. We'll be back on KSBT in Rockwell 103 after this.
Taylor and Sons.
Taylor and Sons.
Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. For several months, Taylor and Sons has been offering our customers easy-to-understand promotions on targeted models. As we transition into fall, Taylor and Sons is offering our best promotions of the year on our most premium trim Silverado 1500 trucks. Right now at Taylor & Sons, LTZ model Silverado 1500 crew cabs are priced at up to $10,500 off MSRP. This is easily the best offer we've had all year on the redesigned, fully loaded 2019 Silverado 1500. In addition to transactional discount, Taylor & Sons is offering incremental incentives to qualified business owners, select member rebates, and members of our armed services. You can view our entire inventory of new Chevrolets online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Yeah, you're going to want to.
21-7, Bulldogs well on their way right now as we're back on KSBT and Rock 103. 10:26 left here in this first half. And if you're wondering where the Bulldog team that played Lakeland in Moscow was last week, they've made a reappearance here in the first half tonight.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, you know, 10 first downs already through the early here in the second quarter, and that's something they couldn't get a whole lot of last week, Chris. So a pretty impressive start here by that Bulldog offense.
Peterson again going to kick it deep. It's going to be taken on the far side and bringing it right up the middle from the 5. Big return across the 30 this time for Lakeland, and their running back number 4, Colin Bell, the wide receiver by trade, the returner here. Down across the 32, so that's about a 30-yard return. And Lakeland will pick it up there with the Bulldog defense so far on top of their game tonight.
Yeah, just doing a really good job of containing the running. Really doing a great job just containing that running game for Lakeland Hawks. They got one total yard there in the first quarter, one rushing yard there in the first quarter. So, that's a good way to stop an offense.
Well, here we go once again with Brandon Pure. Back to pass, throws a slant, it's caught up to the third 45-yard line. That's going to be good for about 12 and a first down as they get it to their big tight end again, Amon Munyur. So quickly up to the line of scrimmage, Lakeland with their first real first down. Now they throw it again. It's almost intercepted. Almost caught, almost intercepted, incomplete, trying to get it to Fotcher that time. And if Jake Ryan was watching the quarterback, he could have strolled into the end zone.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, just, you teach your defensive back there to read the receiver, but also kind of keep an eye in the backfield there and locate the ball.
So second and 10 now after the incomplete. When you're in the backfield, they throw the receiver screen to Griggs. He's knocked out of bounds after a gain of 7. So it's going to be third down at the Bulldog 47-yard line, 3rd and 3. And I would have to imagine at this point in the game and at this part of the field, at 10 minutes left in this first half, down by 14, Lakeland probably going to give two shots if they need it.
I think so, Chris. Get the Bulldogs, get the pressure on the quarterback.
They throw the ball up the middle, and a sneaky little hold there from
Lehman.
From Lehman on Munyur, and it's fourth down, and it sure looks like Lakeland's going to go for it.
Yeah, again, you're going to look at Lakeland trying to hit Munyur and/or Grigg here on this next play. The Bulldogs in a great position here on fourth down and about three and a half, four yards.
So let's see what happens here. Fourth down, Bulldog defense trying to stiffen and give it right back to the hot Bulldog offense tonight. See if they try the old draw them off sides. Nope, it's back to pass thrown, caught, first down, and they get it to Munyur again, just coming out of his tight end into the center of the field. Cox on the tackle, but not able to stop that one.
Can't allow him to release to the inside that easy, Chris. He's too big of a target. Well executed. They're going to do it again and again.
And it's knocked down at the line of scrimmage by Casey or Jensen, one of the two, and it's going to be second down and 10 as Fure's pass was batted back at him.
Yeah, it looks like he wanted to throw a little early, but the receiver didn't get his head turned around, and then he tries to go back to Munyur across the middle, but great job by Jansky getting his hands up.
Second and 10, Lakeland with the ball at the 40, we'll call it the 38, actually, yard line of the Bulldogs with 9:55 left. Fake handoff, Fure rolling, throwing. He's hit as he throws, and it's incomplete, trying to get it once again to Grigg. And blitzing on the play, Garrett Cox, and he did a great job of really messing up the timing of that play.
Oh, yeah, good job right there. They bring the safety blitz, Chris, on Cox. He's able to force the quarterback out of the pocket, and the ball coming way short of the intended receiver. I'd like to see the Bulldogs dial up a little more pressure. He has the last few throws by Lakeland, as he had some time to sit back there in the pocket.
So Fure back throwing. Again, they throw the slant. It's incomplete. Trying this time to get it to Botcher, and Botcher's hit as he tries to catch it. So now it's fourth down and 10. So if you're Lakeland, you got to come up with something other than just dump it to the tight end like last time. It's going to have to be a little further downfield. So fourth down, Lakeland obviously going to go for it again. They're going to go for it again because they have shown no propensity to be able to stop the Bulldogs tonight.
No, absolutely, Chris. And you're in that situation, yeah, just inside the 40-yard line. And you look for them to go at number 85 here. You know, big target.
Back to pass. No, they're going deep near side all the way down the sideline to Grigg. And the closest guy to it was Elijah Larson, and he just lets it fall to the ground. So Bulldog defense holds again, turns it over on down, and the Sandpoint offense is going to get it at their own 38.
Yeah, boy, great job there by the Bulldog defense, creating their turnover here on down. And they're going to start their drive here as the Bulldogs, you know, running game's been off to a great start, Chris, and they're going to, you know, take up some time off the clock here in the first half, and they're going to get an opportunity to put some more points here on the board.
Well, we haven't seen much of Elijah so far on offense, but boy, he is doing yeoman's work on defense on Greg so far, really shadowing him almost everywhere across the field.
Yeah, he is, Chris. He's doing a great job. He's stuck at Greg all night, and really hasn't allowed him to make other just one catcher for about 5 yards there here on the spot drive.
So 9:41 left. Bulldogs again on the ball with the run. Give it to Kappen. Kappen not going to get much. Maybe a yard or two as he tried to get to the near side, and there was a couple of Lakeland Hawks there to knock him down.
Yeah, nothing happened there to the right side. He had to pick up 2 yards. They're trying to stretch that play off the right tackle, Chris. And, really not a whole lot of room for Kappen to find.
So the Bulldogs waiting for the signals to come in. They've got four wides, two each side. Yemela and Elijah Larson near side. Banks and Theobar far side. Hey, back to pass going deep. He's got Christian Yemela wide open. He catches it at the 30. He runs out of bounds, and then he's tackled at the 10. But he kind of veered out of bounds at the 18. But beautifully done. Bulldogs knocking on the door once again.
Boy, yeah, I tell you. You know, the cornerback bump coverage there, you know, man coverage, and it tries to get a hold of Christian, but in the meantime, he kind of trips and falls, and Christian blows by him, and perfectly thrown football there by Jackson Pettit, and the Bulldogs here knocked on the door.
So Sam Point with the football, first and 10, 18, back to the Emily drop. Of course, the play really wasn't going anywhere. He was going to be hit just about as soon as he caught us, so second and 10 coming up.
Yeah, it looks like the ball was thrown right where it needed to be, too, Chris. But again, if you can get a couple, 2 or 3 yards on that first down play, it makes things a little bit easier to stop it.
So second and 10, Kappen now shifts and goes right behind Jackson Pettit. Bulldogs, four wide. And back to pass again, Pettit, looking, going deep into the corner. It is incomplete, trying to get it to Steelbar, who could not come up with the acrobatic catch in the end zone. So now it's going to be third down and 10.
Yeah, you know, really, it's a really tough catch to make, Chris. You know, but, you know, what Theobar needs to do is just kind of just let the ball drop in over the shoulder. But he turns around and tries to high point it and continues to run through the ball. It's a touchdown. You know, but it's tough to catch it over the shoulder. But again, that's where Jackson's throwing it away from that receiver. So a pretty well-thrown football there by Jackson Pettit.
Third down and 10. They throw it this time. I believe it's Larson, and Larson's going to get down inside the 12. So another fourth down coming for the Bulldogs. We got a fourth down and 3. So fourth and 3, Bulldogs. Looks like they're going to go for the field goal here. I try to stretch this to a 3-score advantage.
Wow. The Bulldogs have been able to pick up 3 and 4 yards pretty easily all night, Chris. I'm surprised they're going to, go for this 30. That would be about a 30-yard field goal. Peterson's has done a great job so far tonight getting the ball off the ground and through the uprights.
And this is going to be good. Right through, hooks it back into the uprights, and the Bulldogs lead it 24-7. 8 minutes, 11 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One in Sandpoint say, save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time that you'd like to pick it up. A Super One personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and will bring them out to you at one of the parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Try it today. Go to superonefoods.net for online shopping for Super One in Sandpoint. Save time, shop online.
Football season is in full swing, and the Dairy Depot has everything you need for the big game. Whether it's beer, snacks, or growlers to take home, or maybe you just want to grab a burger after a Bulldog game, the Dairy Depot on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint is your game day headquarters.
And we're back, and we thank the Dairy Depot for sponsoring Bulldog football. Proprietor of Dairy Depot, sitting to my right. Doing a great job. Glad you're along with us this year, Jay. Really appreciate that. All your expert commentary. Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity, Chris. It's been fun. It has. So it's really fun tonight. We're having a lot more fun tonight than we did last week. Short kick taken at about the 15 this time, and the return out to about the 28-yard line. That's where Lakeland will take over as Bell. High kick that time by Peterson. Really allowed the defense the runners to get down there and snuff that out.
That's a great kick right there, Chris. You know, allows the defense to get down the field. He kicked it to the sidelines. Really not a whole lot of places for the returner to run. And you know, Peterson, I tell you what, he's having a great night of kicking the football today.
Yeah, he's shown kick it all the way back to the end zone. He's thrown a squid job in there, and then that high sort of angled kick, and then the 30-yard field goal. Now Lakeland back out on offense with Brandon Pure searching for answers so far. They put a man in motion. They fake the hand off, and it's incomplete off of a Bulldog, off of the defender, off of the receiver, number 11, Botcher, and then through the hands of Jake Ryan. That could have been any number of good things for the Bulldogs.
Well, yeah, Isaac Webb, he's doing a good job just spotting the quarterback as a, you know, the guy. He's goes in motion, kind of leaves him wide open, unblocked, and he's able to get his hands up and hold on to him about another big play.
They hand it off up the middle, and a big hit in the middle of that defense as getting the football that time is Logan James. And Logan James met one of the Bulldogs, and he was introduced to somebody who laid a big hit, didn't see who it was.
Well, that's Lehman there on that play, Chris. He does a great job as meets the running back right at the hole, Logan James felt that one. I can almost feel it up here.
24-7 Bulldogs, and Lakeland's facing a 3rd and 7. They fake the handoff, and then a sack. Pure goes down. Webb on the rush. It's 4th down. Lakeland is going to have to punt and give the ball right back to the Bulldog offense. Boy, what a reversal in fortune from last week's first half to this week's first half as these seniors on senior night are getting it done today.
Boy, I tell you what a great job of Isaac Webb. Just he's going to be unblocked, man. He gets after it, and before the quarterback can make a decision to hand the ball or keep it, he's there to make a nice tackle.
Snap back, and the big rush, good kick, and it's going to be hitting the ground and downed at the 36-yard line as two Bulldogs collide. Two very key Bulldogs, as a matter of fact. Sam Puckett and Elijah Larson collided on the punt team, but the Bulldogs will take over at about the 35-yard line. And, boy, a nice drive and a touchdown here, and you're going to feel pretty good about the way the first half has gone.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Chris. Just really getting it done on both sides. One mistake, he used the turnover there in the first quarter that resulted in, you know, a short field for Lake, and they punched it in. But, you know, 9 rushes, 0 yards far in the first half for the Lakeland Hawks. And this Bulldog offense has just really been able to move the ball on the ground and through the air and really controlling the tempo of the football game.
So the Bulldogs now, 1st and 10 at the 35. Lakeland brings a rush, and it comes to Kappen. Kappen steps inside a block, hits a good one. He's at the 40. He cuts against the grain at the 50. He's going to be knocked down, but not before he gets to the 47-yard line of Lakeland. That is another 17-yard gash for the Bulldogs. A And boy, they sent that blitz, and the Bulldogs ran right into the blitz and passed the blitzing linebacker.
Yeah, it looked like Marcus Anderson, Chris, just able to really pick up a nice key block and force that, you know, the one guy out there to make the tackle, force him outside, allows Kaepernick to break it inside and big play.
Another handoff to Kaepernick up the middle. Kaepernick picking his way across the 45 and down to the 40. So that's seven more, make it eight for the Bulldogs, as they are really, boy, whatever they told the Lions last week after last week's game, it's working, because on both sides of the ball, the Bulldogs are dominating.
The thing of beauty, Chris, and great block right there by Jake Sturr, number 66. He just pancakes his block. Everything going the Bulldogs' way.
They throw downfield. They're trying to get it to Christian Niemela. Lots of hand fighting between Niemela and Colin Bell on defense. So third down and two now for the Bulldogs. And I like that deep shot on second and short.
Well, I do too, Chris. The way the Bulldogs have been running the football, it's a good opportunity. Pretty well good coverage there by the Hawks here on Chris Niemela.
So here we go with third down. Come the signals. Kaepernick steps to the left of Jackson Pettit on third down, and they give it to him. He trips, and he's going to go down right at the line of scrimmage, so it's going to be fourth down. And Kaepernick, I don't know, he tripped over his own foot or what, but he comes off holding his shoulder a little bit, and he fell right on it. He's a little mad at himself, I think, for tripping as long as well as not as feeling the hit. So fourth down, Garrett Cox back in there right now on fourth and short.
That big play here for the Bulldogs.
If they can keep the drive alive, pet it back to pass, looking. Going deep on fourth down.
Holding.
Oh, my gosh, and holding, and there's going to be a flag this time as Colin Bell was holding Christian Niemela's shoulder pad to make sure he wasn't going to get it. In fact, Niemela comes back with his shoulder pad flapping in the breeze after that one. So that's an automatic first down for the Bulldogs. After the pass interference.
Yeah, boy, it's just a costly error there by Colin Bell. It looked like Niemela had him beat there.
Yeah.
Had him by a couple steps, so that was probably looking like six points for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Bell decided 15 is better than another touchdown, and we'll see if that comes into play here before this.
Boy, fourth down and two, pretty gutsy call,
yeah,
right?
No kidding.
Throwing the ball 30 yards down the field and catch a break, but pretty gutsy call there by Buehlbart.
So, Bulldogs now. Cox into the pattern. They throw it to Cox on the screen. He's got a man in front of him. He breaks a tackle. He's still on his feet. He's down to the 10-yard line. It's going to be just outside. Well, they'll give him the 10. So first and goal coming from the Bulldogs, and then a 15-yard chunk of our yardage, and the Bulldogs have to be well over 200 yards by now in total yards in this one.
Yeah, but again, just a nice little kind of bubble screen or whatever you want to call it to Cox, and a good job of blocking by Marcus Anderson down that sideline, Chris.
So Bulldogs at first and goal. Get the signals. Cox is directly behind Jackson Pettit in this one. Takes the handoff from him, heads up the middle, turns and changes direction, gets inside the five, down to the three. Gain of seven. It's going to be second and goal from the three. 4:40 left here in this first quarter, and the Bulldogs are putting it on Lakeland tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, Chris, you know, some of these tiebreaker scenarios. You know, if Lakeland, you know, they're going to play Moscow next week, and, you know, but, you know, point differential,
oh,
a big story in this, and who gets to play first or last, and, you know, so a lot of different scenarios out there.
Another quarterback keeper into the end zone for the Bulldogs. That's right. You know, you think, well, you don't want to run it up, but when point differential comes into play, in case Lakeland is able to win at home next week, which, I mean, they got to play it on, so Moscow's got to get on the road.
Yeah.
And it's not out of the realm, even though, you know, score-wise, you'd think, oh, my gosh, you know, Moscow's going to have it. That's not the way it works.
You know, you're exactly right. But, wait, another great read there by Jackson Pettis makes the handoff. Moscow keeps it in scores. Wow, what an impressive first half.
Boy, this is some angry Bulldogs getting it done. 31-7, and we'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
For the month of October, we have some feed specials to tell you about here at the Co-op. Purina Strategy Healthy Edge is on sale, $19 for the 50-pound bag. Purina Strategy Healthy Edge Horse Feed is a high-fat, nutritionally balanced, controlled starch and sugar diet for horses aged 2 years and older. Also from Purina, we have Leina Poultry Pellet or Crumble on sale, $15 for the 50-pound bag. This 16% protein, high-calcium ration is excellent feed for your barnyard layers. The co-op also stocks several options for stall and chicken coop bedding and stock tank de-icers. With the cooler weather coming on, remember that the co-op stocks North Idaho Energy logs and pellets at competitive prices, and delivery can be arranged. Find these items and so much more at the co-op. 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
And we're back on KSBT and Rock 103. It is going to be a very spirited jalapeno stat page coming up at halftime during the Mountain West Bank halftime show. And this time, Peterson kicks it. It's taken at the five once again by Bell. Bell comes to the near side. He runs through a tackle at the 25 and then gets upended at the 35. So pretty good return there. They'll mark him right at the 35. Lakeland will take over. And they're looking for answers tonight, Jay, because the Bulldogs, even though they missed the extra point on the last play, are up 30-7.
Oh, they missed that extra point there, huh? Just when we started talking about Peterson having a great night, Shanks one left.
No, that's absolutely 30-7.
His leg's tired. He's been kicking extra points and field goals and kicking off quite a bit so far tonight.
Yeah, I know he's been a busy guy, and he's taken over the punting duties too, Chris. But the Bulldogs have not had the punt first drive. But
the Bulldogs really in control of this game, Chris.
So here we go with Lakeland out there, and the question for Lakeland is, do they have a quick strike passing attack? They throw it to Griggs on the screen. He's wide open. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He runs through a tackle, and he's going to be knocked down finally by Cox at about the Bulldog 48 as Lakeland goes into hurry-up mode as they finally get something positive offensively on their own side of the field. So back to pass, and we've got motion all over the place as Lakeland was clearly not set.
Yeah, the Bulldogs had 12 guys on the field, too.
Did they?
Yeah. You know, Alex Christopherson out there at free safety, they're trying to get Christian back into the game, and he doesn't get off the field.
So they'll get the Bulldogs tagged for five with the illegal substitution, too many men on the field. So first and five for Lakeland. The ball at the 42-yard line, if you're Lakeland. I mean, I know your thing is hurry up, but if you hurry up and score, all you're going to do is give the Bulldogs another chance to match you.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. You know, and big first play there. The great. That was the biggest play of the night for the Hawks. Showing a little bit of life here.
There's a run to the far side. Gets a couple. That time, John White, the ball carrier, might get three. So it's going to be third down now. And they give him two. So second and three coming up from the 40-yard line.
Yeah, again, that running game for the Hawks just really non-existent. Chris is only able to pick up maybe a yard or two and a lot of losses so far.
Back to pass, Fure. He's being rushed. He's hit. He's going down. He's going to lose another yard probably. So third down. And, again, trying to get it to Grigg on the far side. And it's just not happening because the Bulldogs are really, really shutting him down tonight.
They are, yeah. At that time, big Brandon Casey just able to just push this guy back to the backfield and force Fure to try to get outside the box, but he's able to drag him down and on a nice sack by Brandon Keith.
So third down and four, back to pass, and a nice pump fake as Fure is going to try and run for it. He runs through a tackle or two. He pump faked Brandon Casey into the popcorn machine and ended up getting a first down on the sideline on the far side.
Well, who was it? Was it Sam Puckett there? He pump faked him, and Sam went up and over as Fure is able to duck underneath him, and then Brandon Casey, it's tough for a big guy like Brandon Casey to stop that momentum going forward, but a nice effort there by the quarterback of the Hawks.
Hand off up the middle, nothing. In fact, the tackle was being made as the ball was being exchanged between Fure and his running back, White, and so it's going to be second down and 10 for Lakeland. 2.5 left here in this first half of play. Bulldogs up 30-7 here on KSBT and Rock 103. KSBT in Sandpoint and Rock 103 KTBO HD2 HD3 in Kootenay. There, the screen pass beautifully set up, and a pass that's caught and a run that's just about to first down yardage for Amon Manure.
Yeah, he's been kind of the story tonight, Chris. You made the tackle, but I was even going to be a bigger play there if it wasn't for, it looks like maybe Tyler Lehman able to kind of snuff out Munier and stop him. You know, because that could have been if he misses that tackle, it could have been another 10 or 15 yards for the Hawks.
So they're going to measure it. Sure looks like it should be pretty close to good. So the chain gang bringing it out there. Don't have to go too far to get to the measurement, about 10, 12 feet. But it looks like it's going to be just a touch short, maybe. They're stretching the chain to make sure that they got it, all the links straightened out. Nice job by the home chain gang to kind of, you know, keep those links a little shy. And they are short, so it's going to be third down and about a half a foot, maybe.
Yeah, great job there by Rusty Irish and Jeff Byer. Up there giving the Bulldogs a little break there.
Well, got to be some home cooking. You're not going to get the home roughing. The Bosco gets down at District 2, so you got to take it where you can get it. So they'll move it over to the hash, reset, and this is as close as you can get to a first down without actually having it. In fact, on most possessions, that probably would have been one of those, oh, yeah, close enough, though.
No, absolutely. You know, you're getting close to, you know, inside this two-minute mark, Chris. And, you know, the Hawks are going to get the ball to start the second half.
That's right.
Real crucial for the Bulldogs to, you know, limit the damage here as the Hawks are getting close to that end zone. And you know, if they're able to punch that in and they get the ball to start the second half, they can make things interesting here in the second half.
So 2 minutes left. Here comes Lakeland up to the line of scrimmage. Pure with White right beside him. In the slot, Greg. They're trying to run it up the middle for the first down. He's going to be very close. Where they spot it, it looks like he's going to act short. Yeah, so fourth down now. They trip up the ball carrier, and he doesn't get there. So fourth down, they went from third and 6 inches to fourth and a foot. And again, boy, you cannot say enough about the offensive and defensive line for the Bulldogs tonight as Lakeland is still thinking about it. Greg's going to come off as they'll
They're letting the clock run down too, Chris. You know, getting close to that 1 minute. But looks like they brought in all the big boys here. So
yeah, Munier is probably going to get this one. They hand it to him, and he's stuffed in the backfield. Garrett Cox comes in and blows up the play, and the Bulldogs turn it over on down with 1:03 left.
Wow. Huge play there by Garrett Cox, Chris. And yeah, really surprised the Hawks. You know, Munger just got the ball and was just like, man, where am I going to go? And there was not a whole lot of room, but he kind of hesitated back in the backfield, and that cost them all.
And it took him a little while for it to get him the ball, too.
Yeah.
And Cox was shot out of a cannon from that safety position, blitzing there on the run blitz, and he got to Munger about the time he was grabbing the ball. So Bulldogs, 37 up. They get the stop they wanted, and now you've got a chance to really put Lakeland into a bind here if you can get a couple big plays.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. I don't think the Bulldogs are going to throttle down either. I think they're going to get right after him.
Well, they hand it off to Kappen. Kappen still on his feet, breaking tackles. A lot of
still throwing.
A lot of punishment for 5-6 yards. And then he's finally tackled, but about 14 seconds off the clock. See if the Bulldogs call timeout here. It's going to be second down. No, they're just going to hurry up to the line of scrimmage. 41 seconds. About time for a deep shot, one might think, here to Christian or Elijah Larson. And headed back to pass, looking, trying to find
face mask.
And doesn't look like there's a call as he
That's
was tackled
mask.
By his face mask. He's dropped for a big loss of about 10 on the play.
How do you miss that?
Wow. It should be third down, too. still holding the first down marker.
Yeah. Take a knee here, Chris. I wouldn't even snap the ball. 8 seconds left.
Bulldogs are going to be content to take it into halftime after that. Should have been a face mask, not called, but it doesn't matter to the Bulldogs because they're up 30-7. It's halftime. We've got your Mountain West Bank halftime show coming up after this on KSBT and